This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In what would be a reversal, the Biden administration is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine, U.S. officials said Tuesday. This as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians begins to erode. A decision to send more than 30 tanks could be announced as soon as Wednesday, though it could take months for the tanks to be delivered. U.S. officials said details are still being worked out. After weeks of hesitation that saw growing impatience among Germany's allies, Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced his government will approve supplying German-made battle tanks to Ukraine, clearing the way for Europe to send battle tanks there. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The long-awaited decision came after U.S. officials said a preliminary agreement had been struck for the United States to send M1 Abrams tanks to help Kyiv push back Russian forces entrenched in the east, almost a year since the start of the war. Scholz had insisted that any move to provide Ukraine with powerful Leopard 2 tanks would need to be closely coordinated with Germany's allies, chiefly the United States. By getting Washington to commit some of its own tanks, Berlin hopes to spread the risk of any backlash from Russia. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
As Russia has struggled to hold territory in Ukraine, the White House says the Kremlin is increasingly relying on the Wagner Group to recruit thousands of prisoners for war front lines. Here's VOA's Igor Tikhonov.
John Kirby is the U.S. National Security Council spokesperson.
The casualty rates for convicts is extraordinarily high. As a matter of fact, what we think is that 90% of their casualties are convicts.
Moscow disputes foreign tallies of war dead, but it's clear Russia's convicts are dying at high rates. Ukrainian officials estimate that some 77% of the 38,000 Russian prisoners brought to fight in Ukraine have been killed, wounded, or captured, or have gone missing.
This is VOA News. As Californians deal with two mass shootings just days apart, U.S. President Joe Biden is supporting gun control measures introduced by a senator in the U.S. state of California to renew the 1994 assault weapons ban. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wilkiswara reports the legal landscape for more gun control in the U.S. looks bleak.
2 days after a gunman killed at least 11 people in Monterey Park, as the city's Asian American community was celebrating Lunar New Year, shootings in two locations at Half Moon Bay, also in the state of California. At least 7 people died. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
We got serious about these things and led the nation on assault weapons bans, large capacity magazine clips, background checks on ammunition, waiting periods, and red flag laws, saving lives. But the federal government hasn't done it.
California is one of 10 states that prohibit the sale or possession of military-style assault weapons. California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein is introducing a bill to reinstate a federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and raise the minimum age to purchase such weapons to 21. Patsy Widahuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Documents marked classified were found in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home last week, the latest in a string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The documents with classified markings make up about 4 boxes, according to his lawyer, and were inadvertently transported to the former vice president's personal home at the end of the last administration. His lawyer says that Mike Pence had been unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence until a search last week, and stands ready and willing to cooperate fully with the National Archives and any appropriate inquiry. The revelation comes as the DOJ was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in President Biden's home in Delaware and his former Washington office, as well as former President Trump's Florida estate. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 8 African migrants died and 92 others were rescued after their boat capsized Tuesday as they tried to cross the Mediterranean to Italy, the Libyan Red Crescent told Reuters. Eyewitnesses on the boat said it was overcrowded when it sank. The Libyan Red Crescent members have been handling the ongoing search and rescue operations. Tuesday was another day of fury in Peru's capital as thousands of protesters took to downtown Lima and were almost immediately met with volleys of tear gas amid clashes with security forces there. More than 50 people have died. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.